Welcome to Beyond the Pulpit with Pastor Brent Snook from First Baptist Church of Glen Estee in Cincinnati, Ohio. Today's episode is on dealing with disappointment, and it's part of a two-part series. Have you ever wondered, how long will this suffering last? Have you ever honestly felt let down by God? Well, today's episode is for you. We hope it's an encouragement to you no matter what you're going through today.
Well, thanks for joining us again at Beyond the Pulpit podcast. I'm Tiffany, and I'm here with my dad, Brent Snook. He's the pastor of First Baptist Church of Glen Estee, and you have been on sabbatical for a while, Dad, and so we haven't made a podcast. So we appreciate people coming back to listening.
As long as they are.
Well, hopefully they are.
Hopefully.
But how was your time off?
It was good. It was good, you know. I mean, I took off 4 weeks, and I tried to be a blessing to one pastor and let another pastor be a blessing to me, and then tried to let the Lord take up the slack and be what I needed. So tried to get a little more in tune with him.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you were able to have some time off, and I think it was good for you, if you want my opinion. So
good. Then I need another one soon. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
But if you do, I'll support you in that. So.
Okay, good.
Okay, but today is, we're coming back with kind of our podcast right away.
We are.
And I think it's got my nerves going a little bit. So I'll just throw that out there for the world that basically it's this coming Saturday, October 14th, is 2 years from when Mom passed away.
Right.
And so, how are you doing?
Well, you know, right now, if I stay busy this week, which I have been extremely busy, I'm pretty good, but I will be a little less busy tomorrow and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that's when it gets geared up and a little, quite a bit, you know, more difficult when I'm not quite as busy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's 2 years, but sometimes it seems like it's been 2 months. And, but those feelings come, and they will probably always come.
Yeah. And so a lot of the podcast, we talked about that a lot in the beginning of this podcast. And then we've just been talking about your life and pastoring and different things with God's word. But I thought it was a good time to come back to disappointments in life and just kind of talk through some questions. So to start us off on just random question, if you could have just planned your life, if you could have been like, this is the way I thought my life would be and what it would look like today, what would you say?
Well, this probably would surprise a lot of people. I would say that if I could plan my life out from the time I was a college student until now, most of what I would have planned out would have been what I had. Up until 2 years ago. And so obviously everything changed. And, you know, I would have, I'm happy with my, was very happy with my life and grateful and thankful. But to answer your question, how would I plan my life out and what would it look like? I would plan it out for right now for joy to still be with me. Yeah. If it was all up to me, which it's not, but I would plan for joy to be with me. I would plan out if I was in control, again, which I'm not, I would plan that all my kids would be on fire for God and walking with him. I would plan out my grandkids would do the same, and every one of them would have a passion for Jesus Christ. I would also plan out, if it was in my control, for a thriving you know, ministry that just saw people saved every single week, with people being baptized every week, with every Christian in the church, starting with me as the pastor, being on fire for God. Mm-hmm. And, but obviously life isn't like that. And, you know, I realized that I must say that that would be me planning out my life, but God is sovereign. God is in control. And I have to be one, just like everyone else needs to strive. We need to be like Paul when he said that I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. And so that's how I would plan my life. You know, I would have, you know, right now, I would, if Joy was with me, she would be able to travel with me. It's kind of tough to travel by yourself. And, you know, we'd be living happily ever after. But I am grateful that I know where she is. And I'm grateful that I know where I'm headed. And so my task is, as I said, to learn to be content in the state that God has placed me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of times when we experience disappointments, like we want to try to control the outcome. And, you know, I think because it's the week leading up to, a lot of memories come back for me, and I'm sure for you too, of what Mom went through and the last few weeks and stuff, and praying still fervently. And, you know, we would have, I know you would have controlled any outcome that you could have to make it different.
Right.
And what were you going to say?
Well, her last year was so painful and so difficult. It was far more difficult than what any outsiders would know. And so I certainly don't wish to have her come back to live like that way. Yeah. Selfishly, somebody asked me a question, which I found very interesting. Only one person has ever asked me this, and I'm never offended at all by any question people ask me. But they asked me, if you could have her back the way she was the last year, would you want her back? And I know that they expected me to answer no, but I have to stop and think about that. Because at least I had her. Selfishly, I had her. But when I think for her sake, the pain and all that she had to endure, it would be very selfish for me to say yes.
Yeah. But she did fight hard. And she wanted to be here too.
So. She did. She did.
Do you ever feel let down by God? You know, I think that's a tough thing probably as a Christian to admit if you do. But like when you think of, you know, you just said how you wanted your life to look.
Right.
Do you feel let down that God, I don't know, I guess because you serve God faithfully. Like I've watched you serving God faithfully. And I think in our minds sometimes it's easy as Christians to be like, God, I'm walking with you. I'm serving you. Of course you're going to let my wife live.
Right. You know, sitting here right now, thinking about that question, and thinking back on the past now almost 2 years, my answer to that is that, do I feel let down by God? I feel let down, but not by God. And that may sound odd to answer it that way, but that's the way I would answer it. I feel let down. I feel sad, lonely. All of the things that people who have lost loved ones, especially spouses, would understand. But I don't feel let down by God because I understand that as I read the Word of God, oftentimes those who walked with God the most suffered the most. And so I feel my answer would be I feel let down by life, but I don't feel let down by God. And that may not sound and seem like a understandable answer, but I understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I'm asking you. So you're telling me how you feel. So.
Well, that's my answer, but I doubt that a whole lot of people understand my answer.
Well, that's okay. Right now, so you know that I'm doing a Bible study by Lisa Turkhurst called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way.
Right.
And with some ladies in the church, we're doing this study. And in that, she talks about like later about the story of Job.
Right.
And so it got me thinking about Job and just how so many times when we go through suffering, we relate to him. You know, we go to the book and we're like, okay, what did he go through? And how did, you know?
Sure.
So my next question for you is that his friends were brought up in that story. And how have your friends helped you in the last 2 years?
Well, you know, if there's anything that I have tried to be, and in my preaching and podcast and one-on-one, I've been tried to be transparent. So again, my answer is depends on which friends. I have friends that I haven't heard from that it'd be like, you know, it's still, I'll go to my grave shocked that, you know, and I'm sure the listeners would say, well, then they weren't your friends. It wasn't like we hung out a ton, but they were certainly friends. But overall, I have felt loved, and I have not had friends like Job had sitting around telling him why God allowed this to happen. Mm-hmm. I've never had that. And so overall, I feel loved. I have been surprised in two ways. I've been surprised by the people that have stepped up, and I have been surprised some by people who have not, and people that I would have thought would have. And but overall, people are not perfect. I give a lot of room for that in the lives of people. I'm sure there are people listening to me that would right now that would say that I was not the perfect, you know, friend to them. And I get all of that. Life is so busy and life gets so hectic. And when you're the one hurting, life doesn't always go the way you expect. But I've felt cared for. I have a church that I know love me, and I have felt that. I take great comfort in knowing how much they loved Joy. And that means the world to me. So overall, I'm grateful for the way that people have rallied around me and these really Joy and me for the, 2 years ago, and then me in the, well, actually me the last 2 years,
right,
and the year before they really rallied around Joy as well.
Right. So can I ask you a question that you're probably not going to love, but I know there's people listening, because I listen to podcasts and I try to gain from that. So you admitted that there are people who you were hoping would be there for you and haven't been.
Right.
What would you say to somebody who's maybe living that right now? Like, hey, I have a friend or two and they've really dropped the ball. What advice would you give them? Do they say something to them? Do they just try to... I'm not going to give you the answer.
Okay, are you asking me if somebody who feels let down should go to that friend?
No, just like, how do you move past it? Or how do you, I know that I could say the same thing. There are friends who have really stepped up, and then there's friends who, I know they've tried, but nobody is perfect, and they don't know how to love me necessarily in the perfect way that I might need love. Or care. Does that make sense? So what advice would you give to somebody who's maybe hurting, how to let go of that hurt and keep moving forward in that friendship?
Well, the first thing that for me, I look back as a pastor, as a shepherd, and I ask myself, were you there for everyone in the way that you should be? And the answer to that is no. I have not met everybody's expectations the way that they thought I should have. Many people, I have met their expectations. Others, probably I have not. So for me, I step back and say, I have not met everybody's needs. Right. And I'm their pastor. So I am stepping back and saying, why would I think that everybody is going to meet all of my needs? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes our expectations, it depends on where our expectations are. The other thing I would say is we cannot hang on to that, because all it does is anchors our soul down.
Right.
We have to move on. And when people are think of the people who have been a blessing to you instead of those who have not. Think of those who stepped up and went further than you ever dreamed that they would. And don't hang on to the thoughts of those you thought would haven't. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be the proper mindset.
Mm-hmm. How about, is friendship any different or harder since losing mom? Like, do you notice?
From my standpoint, yes. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, do you, you know, you for years, what? How do you normally hang out as couples? At least Joy and I did. Because I wasn't one to be running out with the guys all the time. I was one to be hanging with Joy more than hanging with my friends that were guys. And so, of course, you know, it's different. And you also at times will feel somewhat, I'm going to dinner here soon with five other couples and me. Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to not go. They want me to go. I'm going to go because I love those guys. But is it different? Of course it is. But I have to be the one to adjust.
And you're thankful that they still ask you, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So.
I had somebody recently ask me, so since we're talking about friendships, sometimes friends can ask things and you said you don't mind if anybody asks you something.
Right.
So somebody asked me recently, how long do you think that this will be hard for you? And at first I was kind of like, huh. And what would your answer be to that? If somebody was like, okay.
You know. In my answer to myself, for anybody to ask that, my answer to myself is obviously they've never lost a spouse or never lost a child or been in that great hole of desperation. Mm-hmm. So they don't know. They don't understand. But to answer the question, how long till I get to heaven? There will never, ever be a time where the grief does not leave me. That's like a lot of times you want to say something to a person that you don't say, but that's like saying, how about if you lose your leg and your arm, when will it stop? When will you be totally back to normal and fine?
Right.
Well, you got half of you gone. And, you know, when you lose a spouse, it's like taking half of you and putting that spouse somewhere else. Thank God in heaven, which gives us, although we sorrow, we don't sorrow like those who have no hope. But, you know, the grief will never go away. What I remember Tony Evans said to me probably about 5 months after Joy passed, I asked him on the phone, is there light at the end of the tunnel? And I'll never forget his answer. He said to me, you will find, he actually started, I know what he said verbatim. He said, well, you'll find you don't cry as often. And when you do cry, it won't be as long. And it's been 2 years now. I find that, and I have found that I don't cry as often. And when I do cry, I don't cry as long. So people that have gone through this totally understand. I'll give you a story. Soon after Joy passed, people would ask me to come visit them. That was very, you know, very kind of them. But I didn't go. I don't think I took one invitation to go visit somebody. Except for one couple. She had lost her husband by a car accident. He was a pastor. They were remarried. Right. He had lost his wife to a car accident. They had now been married, I think, for like 8 years, maybe.
Okay.
When I was with her alone, because he took a phone call at the back of the house, she began to tell me about her first husband. And started to cry. It was 2 days later, he was taking me to the airport. he began to tell me about his first wife, and he began to cry. Hmm. And they're married to one another. And so every person who's lost a spouse totally understands what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Everybody who has not had their spouse die does not understand probably much of what I'm saying on that. Mm-hmm. And so the answer is, I'll never get over it. There was a lady that was just, I was in a small group just last Sunday, and she'd been married 63 years. I've been married 43. She'd been married 63, mm-hmm. and she tried to talk and could not, and said, I'm so sorry, I just can't get over it. Well, you know what? I walked up to her, put my arm around her in front of the people, and talked just straight to her and said, don't ever expect to get over it. Mm. And, for me, I'm not going to say, okay, it's been 2 years, or okay, right. it's been 10 years. I'm not going to get over it. She was the love of my life. Am I doing better than I was 2 months after she passed? Yes. Mm-hmm. Am I still grieving? Yes. Do I expect to still be grieving in 2 more years? I do. Mm-hmm. And to have false expectations is not healthy, in my opinion.
Right.
So there's my answer.
Yeah. Well, and I think that can relate to so many people and the different things that they go through. You know, I just talking about and thinking through the people in my Bible study that some have lost a baby, some have lost a parent, some have lost a spouse, you know, and just different things. Or maybe they're walking through something like they're scared that they're going to lose their marriage, but to a divorce, you know, or something like that. And so people go through traumatic things. And I just think that's good that they can hear that from you, because it's good to hear to be patient with people that you love, especially.
Right.
And
yeah. And I would say that, and I wish that somebody would have had a seminar for the general public or a whole church to tell them some things to do and not do when people lose a child or a spouse, mm-hmm. because there are a lot of things that we don't know. Mm-hmm. You only know when you have to face it.
Yeah. Do you ever feel, which I guess this goes with my other question, but just a random question, because you said it, somebody said the other night that, it makes you relatable. You weren't there. But I don't know, going back to the question of like, do you ever feel like, okay, God, I didn't really want to be relatable in this area of my life, you know?
No, sure. You know, I mean, if somebody would have said 5 years ago, hey, you could be more relatable if you lose your spouse, which one would you rather have? I'll take my spouse. Mm-hmm. I want joy. Mm-hmm. But God saw fit to take her home to heaven. And so I certainly want to be relatable. Mm-hmm. And, I was just with a pastor on my sabbatical, and he asked me every question in the book. And I wanted him to, because I want to help people who have gone through the heartache that I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope I'm transparent, and that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I think this podcast, it allows people to hear even more of your story.
I hope so.
Yeah. How about with all of this, have you been tempted to fall into any wrong beliefs or like feelings towards God? So.
Well, now, Tiffany, you're getting awfully personal here, aren't you?
Well, you know, I said this was going to be a hard one.
Well, let's see. Have I been tempted to fall into any wrong beliefs? Not that I can think of. Have I been tempted to fall into any wrong feelings towards God? This may sound like I, this may, when I give an answer like this, I can say this to the people that are listening. It makes me nervous because I can give this answer now, mm-hmm. and in 3 days from now, not live it and know it and go back to my answer. But if I had to answer right now, do I have any wrong feelings towards God or wrong beliefs? My answer is no. But here, there's a follow-up. I've been too desperate.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm too desperate. People see me on Sunday, and the lady that was heartbroken this past Sunday in the small group, she said to me, you seem to have it so together. And transparent, okay, here was my answer. It's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday. I have to be up. I have to be ready. I'm preaching. I'm leading a church. Sunday morning is not the time for me to fall apart. Everybody doesn't see me Monday or Thursday or Friday. But I have not had wrong feelings towards God, nor wrong beliefs. I have been too desperate. I need God. And so if I start to waver in any of that, man, I better get back into, deeper study and better prayer and stronger prayer and beg God to. Now, do I have temptations? Of course I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got temptations just like any other person in that pew or in that seat or in any other church. But, as far as wrong feelings and wrong, beliefs in God, no, I need God too badly and too desperately.
Do you judge people less than maybe you did? Not that you judge people, because that sounds bad, but do you judge people less than you did before, maybe, that do struggle with their frustrations towards God after a tragedy?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. I have a softer heart than I've ever had before for people, whether it's people in heartache, whether it's people in temptation, or whether it's people living in sin. I've got a softer heart. You can't compartmentalize that. You have a soft heart or you have a hard heart, one or the other. And I have more compassion for people than I've had before because of what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to today's conversation on dealing with disappointment. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we want to encourage you to stay tuned for part 2, which will be coming soon.